Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry, and this was the weekend of bad seeds. Yes, the bad seed was the number one seed. If you were a number one seed in the NFL, you didn't have much fun this weekend. Joining us to talk about all the football action is Jeff Beresford Howe, the Takeaway tailgater from Los Angeles. Jeff, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Well, let's run it down. First of all, no Giants in the playoffs at this point. The Eagles won over the Giants. I know all about that. Can you take the rest of the games apart for me?
Well, the most extraordinary performance this weekend was Jake Delhomme. There has very rarely been a performance by an athlete in a big game that was worse than what he gave us on Saturday. You just don't see a major professional athlete go out and, to be really blunt, choke a game away like that.
And the Ravens were as much in disbelief as Delhomme was about winning that game, it seemed to me.
The Cardinals. Well, you know, Kurt Warner's been around for a long time, and all he did was say, well, all right, we're just going to march in if you're going to give it to us like that. I mean, he was a professional. He took care of the game that the Panthers gave them, and that was the end of it.
How important is the Warner story? I mean, he's on a comeback. You also have McNabb in Philadelphia on a comeback. These are aging veteran QBs who are headed to the Super Bowl, maybe?
Well, Warner, you know, the Cardinals just aren't that good. And Warner's story is nice, and he's bounced around the league the last 3 or 4 years, but they're going to get creamed by the Eagles. And he's playing well, but he's not the quarterback he once was.
All right, this from the man, Jeff Beresford Howe, who predicted that the Giants would repeat, correct, on our air.
I did predict that. Yeah. That appears to be wrong.
Now, what about the Ravens? They stumbled into this playoff position here. What are their chances?
They're doomed. There's no possible way they can even score a touchdown against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's defense is unbelievable, and as we saw, Tennessee's defense is pretty good. Baltimore couldn't really do much against them. I don't give them any chance at all against Pittsburgh.
How scared do you think the NFL is of an all-Pennsylvania Super Bowl?
Well, I don't know. I guess we're going to find out because I think that's overwhelmingly likely.
Right. I mean, the Eagles are definitely going to stomp, and Pittsburgh, as you said, looks completely awesome. Is there any chance that this rookie quarterback has a chance against the Ravens? Or against with the Ravens?
No.
Oh,
no.
Come on. He's pretty amazing.
You know, he had a pretty poor game against Tennessee, and Tennessee just kept turning the ball over. Baltimore didn't win that game so much as Tennessee handed it to them.
But the story is we kind of don't know about Plaque. I mean, he's a great game manager. He's really cool under pressure. I mean, he could pull something out, don't you think?
He won't give the game away, right? But you have to go out and win the game against Pittsburgh. They're going to score 14, 21 points, and it's just not possible that Baltimore is going to do that against Pittsburgh's defense.
Anything to look at regarding the ratings over the weekend as a sense of whether the NFL is having some of the economic woes that we've been talking about continually on this program before we go?
Not really. The ratings thing and the economic problems won't really start to come into play till next season when we see lower ticket prices, and there will be lower ratings for some of the regular season games, I think. But this is the playoffs. It's exciting.
Right, but if this weekend are two complete stomps, it may be tough for the NFL, and it's a all-Pennsylvania Super Bowl. Jeff Beresford Howe, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Jeff Howe is the Takeaway tailgater. He spoke with us from Los Angeles.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.